Blog Talk Radio.
If you feel insignificant, you better think again. Better wake up because you're part of something way bigger. You're part of something way bigger. Not just a speck in the universe. Not just some words in a Bible verse. You are the living word. Ah, you're part of something way bigger. Bigger than you, bigger than we. Bigger than the picture they framed us to see. But now we see it. And it ain't no secret, no. Understand the truth about that question in your soul. Look up, don't look down, then watch the answers unfold. Life is your birthright, say it's dead in a fine print. Take the pen and rewrite it. Step out your wisdom and step in your essence and know that you're excellent, right? Spirit is teaching, no, I'm not just preaching, I'm taking my own advice. Let mama let you know, mama's still trying, I can't get no days off. I don't get no days off, truly I'm feeling it, I have to say that thing twice. Trying to be a good wife, still really hard, I can't lie. But I promise you I will fight, so I fight. If you're feeling frustrated and you're thinking I'm jumping it, forgiveness is key because we're fighting something way bigger. You never lose, we are winners. I'll be the root, you'll be the tree. That's on the fruit that was given to me. Legacy, we're part of something way bigger. In the picture they framed us to see. Legacy, oh, you're part of something way bigger. Let love be the water I pour into you and you pour it to me. There ain't no drought here, blooming through our actual power. I'll be a sanctuary, you just don't know yet. You just don't know yet. No matter how hard it gets, you got my blood in ya, and you're gonna run. Again, better wake up because you're part of something way bigger. You're part of something way bigger. I'll be the root, you'll be the tree. Pass on the fruit that was given to me. Legacy, we're part of something way bigger.
Peace and blessings, family. Brother King here. And I hope that everything's working out because I am back on Blog Talk Radio once again with the ambiguity curve. If you notice, the world has gotten to this place where they're saying, may the fourth be with you. And they're talking about Star Wars and the Force. But the interesting thing about the Force is the terminology that they are utilizing in our understanding what comes forth from the Force. That's you. That's who is our manifestation of the Force. But nobody comes to you to tell you that you need to march forth. You see, march is an interesting word. It can be considered a concept. I thought about this the other day, and I wrote this down. Because when March first came forth, it was a beautiful sunny day here in Baltimore. Guaranteed that the next day was going to be raining. So I let Spirit work with me on that. And it gave me R-E-I-G-N-I-N-G. So March 1st, raining. So you have to move forward. You have to march first before raining. You see, march requires conviction, especially with 10,000 miles for you, 10,000 steps before you, 10,000 seconds before you. Requires conviction. A healed world and enlightened humanity requires humanity's acceptance of coming out from darkness. It requires a conscious shift of the mind. No longer serves the collective greater good. So the collective greater good is really the aspect of what we all should be focused upon. It's the removal of the debts when you recognize that consciousness requires a shift of mind from what no longer serves, period, no matter what it is, whether it's you individually or the collective. Because you see, we live this living of this life in a concept that makes us believe that there's separation, when in actuality it's not. To remove those things that no longer serve you. So, the removal of the dead skin, the shell outgrown, the chrysalis left behind, is most necessary so to emerge anew. Do you not know that vibrating strings resonate a new frequency that influences all strings to resonate in the new energy and energies that arise to bring that energy into motion. That's what emotion is. Energy in motion. And you need to control your emotions much better than what you've been doing. So too must I. I didn't want to bother with coming up here doing anything today. I just wanted to go to sleep. But it dawned on me that eating often interrupts my doing. There is that which we must recognize that interferes with our doing. I came home today, I was very exhausted. And in my exhaustion, I picked up social media and started scrolling. That was more than I could possibly imagine. Because, let's see, I got home about 4 o'clock, and about 8:30, I was still scrolling. You know, that's not healthy. But what I've come to recognize is that there are things set deliberately to keep you from marching, to deliberately keep you from marching forward. Blog Talk Radio is telling me that I only have a few minutes left, but I wanted to rush and get this thing on the air because I need to break through the glass ceiling that's holding me encaged in the things that I need to do for my people, which are you and this entire planet. You see, influence has been the problem the whole time. If you think about it, there's a game that was called, it was called Grand Theft Auto. And right now the crime rate has reached such an enormous level of unprecedented that this Grand Theft Auto has actually become a reality in many areas of our life's experience. People are stealing cars. They are hijacking cars. There's all sorts of madness going on that I'm not here to dance with. I'm here to eliminate them. So influence is a manifestation of what that game had brought to the table. And influence is what dominates this world. Therefore, you need to be in a place of conscious awareness to be the influencer and be a strong enough influence to eradicate the influence that is no longer needed, that no longer serves the collective greater good. So, arising to bring the energy into motion is that which dissipates the negativity of behavior and emotions that are low vibrational. The newness of our new wavelengths brings divine harmony as intended. When you recognize the power of who you are. So I gave thought to a question that popped up because of a word called wholeness. And it's a simple question. Question is, do you wish to be made whole? Do you desire to be made whole? Do you desire to be healed? Do you desire to be well? That's the question. People ignore the question because they don't say yes. Because all it takes is for you to say yes. That is the simplest manifestation of activation to bring forth your new reality. So I have been working on some things as I've been going before, and I noticed that influence requires raining. April showers bring May flowers, so that the fourth may be with you. But if you're not in a place to march forth, first doesn't apply to you. And if you are not marching, you have no conviction and you have no purpose. And if you have no purpose in mind, it's only because it was stolen from you. Because the only reason why you're here is because you have purpose. You see, you are part of something much bigger. Something much bigger than you. Much bigger than me. Much bigger than anything we can conceive to be. Galaxies are awaiting our awakening. But we're too busy sleeping. You see, the kingdom within you is merely a seed. And that seed that is within you is waiting for expansion. You've heard me say it time and time again. Divine operation is always for expansion and full of expression. This means the production of something that has not gone before. Something entirely new, not included in the past experience, but proceeding out of it by an orderly sequence of growth. Here, I have the transformation of information for you that I'm putting together. Because you are whole, perfect, and complete. You are divine royalty. You are peace. You are grace. You flow with wisdom and purpose. You are divine consciousness. You see, we are creatures of a world modeled and mold through the conditioning of the unconditioned aspects of a unified field of pure divine energy. And each of us are pure life force energy and physicality. This physicality of operation operates on many levels, including the spiritual and mental planes and worlds of conscious existence, which operate specifically with specificity and are also governed by certain immutable laws within our dimension and dimensional functionality of cause and effect. These are the universal laws. There's over 500 universal laws. Most of the time you only hear about 7 or 12 or maybe 50. Because they believe you cannot handle the truth. You see, I am King, giver, and receiver of the deeper wisdom. I honor the divine in you and those who come before us. I am the King you never thought you'd see. It's time for me to accept my responsibility and reign. Moving forward with conviction and the truth of knowing We are not where we need to be because we are not where we're supposed to be. So what I'm going to do is create what's necessary for all of us to move forward. There's like three simple scriptures that people don't pay attention to of a living document that is constantly under scrutiny. But it dawned on me, the truth is always challenged. And there is always somebody somewhere trying to discredit the truth. When we look at outwitting the devil, you come to the place of recognizing there is no devil. But then when you look carefully, you see that the word devil is actually the word lived spelled backwards. So if you're living in a backward matrix, the devil has already got you. We need to wake up because the world is awaiting an awakening that can only come through us who march forth with or without you. Thank you for attending the ambiguity curve of consciousness into another great song from Beyonce, The Lion King Gift.
Everything you know it, king already, you know it. My body told by the king body, body gon' shine, bling bling body. Calling on the shots, ring ring body. Crown on your head, got a king body. Don't live the king, you a king, you know it. King already, my baby, you know it. Top everything, everything you know it. King already, you know it. Shine already, it's time already. Align already, it's time already. Shine already, it's time already. Everything you know it. King already, already you know it.
Like my ready, I say you like my ready. Everything,